5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Keeps staring at me.
Sorry. Well, I heard something in the background. I heard like music or something. I don't know. Maybe it was my phone. Sorry.
Maybe it was our intro music.
Maybe it was.
We're on a radio show,
I'm
you know.
Hearing things. You're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska. And we are your hostesses this evening. That's okay. We unfortunately have apparently some issues going on with the station playlist tonight.
It's flipping out and doing stuff by itself.
Hey, fantastic. So I'm one of your hostesses tonight, Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And our lovely producer David is in here as well, trying to figure out what's going on with our computer system.
We're good. Can we replay these?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Fantastic.
Now.
It's good. How would you say, David?
It's good.
I didn't come up with that. That's Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very
But you
handy.
Say it a lot better than what I do, so it's good. It's okay.
It's good.
Yeah. It's good.
Oh, my word.
We are easily entertained here.
We
are.
Yeah, we are.
Tonight we have a pretty good long lineup tonight. We tried to fit some more music in here because we realized, you know, we do talk a lot.
Yeah.
So we want to play some more music. Yeah. Not everybody wants to listen to us talk up here.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
I mean, except for ourselves. We enjoy listening to ourselves talk.
I always come up with great information, but like, yeah, today we decided just let's do music.
We want to hit some more music. Yep, exactly. We've got things coming up. What do we got? Like, we've got La La Land, and we've got... Where the Boys Are. Hello, Dolly. We've got some good music tonight. I'm pretty excited.
Yep, and some also new ones besides La La Land. Some other newer ones, I guess.
Newer Broadway shows.
Newer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, should be... There I go. I'm saying so. I'm really trying hard. This is like the third week in a row that I'm saying I'm trying really, really hard not to
say
the word
so. Get you like a rubber band for your wrist so we can just
snap it every time. Every time
we
say so. No. Yeah. Right before we came on air, I was thrown off because I also had to... Oh, it is my phone that's making the noise. Okay. Sorry. I had to share with Ashley. I thought it was kind of funny.
There's a joke that you saw.
There was a joke that I saw on Facebook. And it said, not only did I fall off the diet wagon, I dragged it into the woods, set it on fire, and use the insurance money to buy Twinkies.
And I was saying that I would have not bought Twinkies with mine. I would have bought some Ding Dongs, those from Little Debbie. I think it's Little Debbie who makes our Hostess. I don't remember now.
Something like that.
But Little Ding Dongs, and they had to be cold.
Right.
Because then the chocolate on the outside got crispy, like crunchy.
Yeah.
Oh, my heavens.
That's how Carl says is the best way to eat, like a Nutter Bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, Nutter Bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, frozen.
Just put them in the freezer.
Like all candy bars frozen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, and I wouldn't buy Twinkies. I think Lisa would probably buy Twinkies. I know she likes Twinkies.
Yeah,
I don't.
I'm a fan of Twinkies.
No. I think Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, maybe.
Them are good.
Yeah.
Also cold.
I always feel like I'm challenging my digestive system to a fight whenever I eat a Twinkie. It's like, let's go, stomach. Let's see what you're made of.
That is so true. Yeah, pretty much. All right, well, let's start off this evening with Anything Goes.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree. Terrifically too. Yet I get a kick
I get a kick out of you.
I know. Oh. Thanks. You set yourself up for that one.
Okay. that was by the wonderfully talented Patti LuPone.
Mm-hmm.
From the 1988 musical Anything Goes.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
I love Patti LuPone. I just, every time I think of Patti LuPone, I don't think about Anything Goes. I think about, what's this dude did?
What's his Doojit?
Stoojit.
Oh.
Like Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Yeah, that's a good
that
song one? Too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember what film that was
David's
from.
David's looking at us like, what are you talking about?
I'm going to go Google it.
Her name sounds like an awesome sandwich.
Yeah, it does,
LuPone.
Right?
LuPone.
I'll have the number 7 LuPone.
I'll have the Patti LuPone.
Yeah.
Patti LuPone, hold the pastrami.
You wonder if there's
Thousand Island.
Or even like
what if there's like a restaurant out there that does that?
Oh.
Like
could be.
They have like a deli or something like that that has sandwiches named after
Sure.
Actresses or something. I don't know. Maybe
there's
not.
There's a little cafe in my hometown that has a sandwich called the Swayze Roadhouse.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's nice.
I'm not sure why. It's not really Patrick Swayze's best work, Roadhouse, but I guess it's famous.
Yeah. Yeah, of all the movies to really kind of call it, I don't know.
It was introduced by our waiter as, and this is called the Swayze Roadhouse because our manager is silly.
Oh, okay. Because our manager's silly. Well, that works then.
There you go. I thought that was a really long name for a sandwich, Swayze Roadhouse, because our manager is silly. I'll have the Swayze Roadhouse because our manager is silly, please.
Well, then it gets even longer if you have to make, changes to the sandwich. And
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, David. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're getting off to an interesting start.
I know,
here.
Right?
We are. What are you?
I tried to
me?
To Google "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina," right?
Yeah.
Because I know the song, but
it's
I couldn't place
the musical.
Well, right, but is that like who was the one that sang it though?
You Patti LuPone.
But I don't remember seeing the play.
She sang the original.
I know, but I'm saying is I don't remember it in the musical. Is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
I just know the song. If that makes any sense.
What?
I know, right? I'm confusing myself.
I'm really kind of confused
what I'm
now.
Saying.
It's like, I don't remember that song from the musical, but I know that song.
Well, yeah, because there's like some songs that I know, but I can't remember like what movie I've seen them in or.
Oh.
Which.
Well, Madonna did a version of it too.
And maybe that's what I was thinking.
Maybe like, that's what you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that was one that pulled up when I started typing it in. It was a Madonna. And I'm like, I don't think that was the, no.
Oh. No.
Wrong. Try again. Google was wrong.
No.
That was the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Way to be wrong, internet.
I know, right? Dang. All right, who's? Let's play the next one.
Yeah, next
from,
up.
From La La Land.
Perfect.
City of stars, are you shining just for me? Stars, there's so much that I can't see. Who knows? I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you. Bars and through the smoke screen of the crowded restaurant.
think I want it to stay. City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars.
Folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk.
Done. Okay, so apparently we're having
technical difficulties
today.
We're
having some weird issues going on with the computer.
It's something with the computer. It's just, we're not automated, but it thinks we're automated. It's just rolling over into the next song.
Well, and then it also cut off the end of City of Stars. It's okay. Yep, anyways, the first song that we were playing was City of Stars.
From La La Land.
Yeah. Sung by Ryan Gosling and
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
And yep. Then that was a preview of the,
the next song.
Hamilton song, right?
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Which I guess we might as well just go ahead and play it. So everybody.
Well, yeah, because everybody needs to enjoy this. Hamilton, yeah. I think, is. I mean, I want to see it so bad.
Yeah, it's definitely a new age version of. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Anyways, it's pretty cool. It's yes. The whole premise and everything like that. Alexander Hamilton, mm-hmm. Everything back in the way days. And
yes.
Yeah, they just kind of put a new spin on it.
Neat.
So the song is called The Schuyler Sisters, and it's from Hamilton.
There's nothing rich folks love more than going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the common just to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, stay in the city just to watch all the guys.
Angelica. Eliza.
And Peggy.
The Schuyler sisters.
Angelica.
Peggy.
Eliza.
Daddy said to be home by sundown.
Daddy doesn't need to know.
Looking for a mind at work.
I'm looking for a mind at work.
I'm looking for a mind at work.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ooh, there's nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Sir, you disgust me.
Ah, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. Behold these.
Sisters,
yeah, from Hamilton.
Yeah, from Hamilton.
It was the whole cast.
That was fun.
Well, now I could like pick out people, really... but we'll just say the cast.
Yeah, that's there was exactly. A lot. Yes, the Hamilton cast, and that came out in 2015 originally on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's definitely not a show for...
No.
For children.
Children.
But, I mean, the whole storyline is really is awesome, and it's unfortunate that they had to, you know...
Well, talk about some true life things, so. Whether it be appropriate or not.
Yeah.
And or hard to deal with or not. I mean, it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But that guy who plays in Hamilton, the main guy, mm-hmm. he also wrote the music for Moana.
Oh, that's right.
Mm. And he yeah. was... in backstage of Hamilton writing, doing
as
video
he
chats.
Was doing mm-hmm. writing stuff for Moana. That's right. Yes. I remember you saying that last week.
Yep. He's also the one that named his child Sebastian.
Mm-hmm. Because he's a big Little Mermaid fan.
Yep. mm-hmm. That's him. Talented. Can't pronounce his name, but.
Sounds like a talented feller.
Yeah.
Even if he has interesting taste in kid names.
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What do you short, what's short for Sebastian? Seb?
I know, Seb. I was like...
What's up, Seb?
I have no idea.
Bastion?
Yeah, there was another movie I watched, and his name was Sebastian, and they called him Bash.
On what?
Gosh, what's the name of it?
Never Ending Story. The kid's name is
Queen
Bastion.
I was thinking
it was
of
a Queen Mary
story,
one from
yeah.
CW. It's over now, because she, like, died, you know. Oh, at this my. Point.
Yeah.
I mean, in real life, because it was based off of Queen Mary. So...
Hmm. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, kind of, you can only do so much storyline.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I don't know who.
Yeah, maybe Bass or something.
Bass.
That's funny.
There you go.
Very girl.
Anywho. So what? The next? One? Yeah, okay, so I kind of picked this because, well.
I can't think.
I love me some Judy Garland.
I think I've seen it. I just can't write off. I'm terrible with names.
So oh, the movie?
It's
not one of her most popular movies that she ever did, which I find extremely hilarious because it's Judy Garland, you know?
Yeah, but like all the Gidget movies were not, I don't think they're that popular.
No, I don't
but
think
I
so
But I love
either.
Them. So does my mother.
So does my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. But this one is from the movie, the 1950 movie, Summer Stock.
Come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, across your sins away in the tide. It's all come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on. The river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on.
Judgment Day.
Get Happy by Judy Garland from the 1950 movie Summer Stock.
Yeah, so I had to quickly go Google it to see if, like, if I saw the her singing it, if it, I would recognize the outfits and the what's going on. Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah.
So now I have to. Thanks.
It really
I know the song, but thanks. Now it's one more thing I have to go do. Jeez, Kelly.
Sorry.
I think I've only seen a total of 2 Judy Garland. Well, no. I've seen 3. I've seen 3 Judy Garland movies. I've seen Wizard of Oz. I saw the St. Louis one.
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Yeah, that one. That one. And then I saw one, I don't remember what the name of it is. It's one of those that she did with Mickey Rooney.
Oh, okay. One of the...
That narrows it down to like 15.
I was going
to
say.
All like right, the Andy Hardy movies.
Yeah.
They did like 7 of those, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They were fun.
They were cute together. I liked them when they did those movies. I liked watching those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have some more like tonight. I was just kind of really excited to play some older stuff. We have one tonight also from Peter Pan.
Hey.
Yeah.
How old? I noticed that was from a Best of the 50s album. How old is the Peter Pan show?
That one's from 1954.
Okay.
That we're playing tonight. It was the original Broadway show.
The original one, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's where it first came out, and then Disney took it.
When Mary Martin played
Peter
Pan.
And changed Peter Pan to a boy.
Yeah.
Because in the play, it was played by a female.
Mm-hmm. Mary Martin.
Yeah.
She originally played him. Yep. Up next is Ashley and I's favorite part of the show.
Yay.
It's our Disney segment.
Yeah. Which we already kind of ruined it by giving a little spoiler. It's from Peter Pan.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Quarter on here. Oh.
Nuh-uh.
It's in red and I can't read.
It's in red. So maybe you should look better. Maybe you should get some better glasses.
I probably should. Ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, better glasses that aren't like mine.
Oh, you copied me.
I know. Yeah, we literally wear the same exact same
we do.
Frames.
I have
of glasses.
Noticed. I have noticed.
Yeah. We told Callie's mom's up here. She has the pink version.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cute.
Light pink.
They're like pink and then have little specks of multicolored glitter in it.
Yep. Yeah. Ours just
these are
gold on gold.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That is adorable.
Adorable. I like that.
Adorable with an accent.
Hey, he's making me want to play some Newsies now.
Right? There you go.
We actually haven't played any Newsies, which is weird because
we haven't.
We love the Newsies.
I thought I had it on docket one time. Maybe we had to take it off or something.
No, I think that was when we first started, actually.
Maybe, because
I think
we
played
some
Newsies. That was when we first started back in April.
Because I hadn't heard a lot of their album. I've only heard bits and pieces of it. I've never seen it or anything.
Even the movie?
Yeah, no. I know. I know. I got a very long list that I have to go through.
I know. We just need to find the time to sit down and do it.
Yes.
So tonight's a Disney highlighted song. Well, we'll leave it for you to guess.
Yeah.
So let's enjoy our...
When you rush around in hopeless circles, searching everywhere for something true, you're at the age of not believing when all the make-believe is through. When you set aside your childhood heroes and your dreams are lost upon a shelf, you're at the age of not believing, and worst of all, you doubt yourself. You're a castaway where no one hears you, on a barren isle in a lonely sea. Where did all the happy endings go? Where can all the good times be? You must face the age of not believing, doubting everything you ever knew, until at last you start believing there's something wonderful in you. You're at the age of not believing, and worst of all, you doubt yourself. You're a castaway where no one hears you, on a barren isle in a lonely sea. Where did all the happy endings go? Where can all the good times be? You must face the age of not believing, doubting everything you ever knew, until at last you start believing there's something wonderful in you.
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
Yes.
Is what that song was from.
Yeah.
The Age of Not Believing.
Yeah. From Angela Lansbury.
She's got a great voice. You know, the first time I saw that movie was actually, I'd probably say like 5 years ago. I don't think I'd ever seen it when I was a kid. Okay. I don't remember it.
I've seen that one.
But.
Multiple times.
Oh, I love Bedknobs and Broomsticks. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it. Shockingly.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Mm.
Angela Lansbury is a witch.
Mm.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. It's really cute. It's a cute movie.
Trying
like
to think
it.
What I would have seen that she's been in.
Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote.
She was Mrs. Teapot.
Yep,
in the original Beauty and Beast.
Okay. I know her voice then.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got some newer plays. Oh, yeah. Nanny McPhee. Yeah, she was in a newer, not newer, but I guess newer for her, Broadway play. And I'll have to pull it out. I have it in my
left pocket.
Yeah, no, not there. Nope, wearing yoga pants, not there. I'll have to, it's kind of a weird one.
Hmm.
It talks about, never mind,
I'll research it and we'll bring it. Yeah. Yeah, we'll bring it up.
It's very political and, you know, global warming.
Oh, is it?
I know, huh?
I said, oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, anywho.
Well, we're not going to get into that conversation.
The music is good, that's what matters.
Yes.
I don't know if it really got good.
Hopefully,
I started
maybe.
Listening to it. Some of them are really good, but we can't always play all of them on this radio station.
I know.
So
we have a large repertoire of music, but there is so much that we cannot play.
So we're working on going back through and editing,
either
if
editing
we can,
it or
censoring
just
some of them so that they are still eligible for play.
Mm.
Yeah, because we like to make this show, Notes from the Stage, right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska, a family-friendly show that everybody can enjoy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to do that for everybody.
I'm not sure I could produce it if you guys had swear words in the songs.
I don't think I'd like to do the show if there were...
I'm not allowed near those.
Oh, really, David?
No, I'm kidding.
What? We need to call your dad.
I'd probably still come along.
We need to call your mom and dad and get permission slips.
Call Mr. Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
He would he would not grant permission. He'd be like, be like, well, no, since you're asking. Probably wouldn't even act surprised. He'd just be like, well, no. You gotta ask. No.
I can hear your dad saying that, actually. Oh,
funny.
Goodness. Up next, well, we've got.
And
what?
I already ruined it.
Did you want to say?
I already ruined it.
Yeah.
I already, like, threw it out there.
Well, it's okay. No, because we were talking about Peter Pan. No, because I was talking that we played some more stuff from the 50s, some older things tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, no, I started saying it's okay. But then you thought it was a Disney one, but.
It's because I can't read.
I know.
And I was on vacation, so I didn't do a single thing except for show up today.
I know. I ruined everything. I'm the reason why Ashley screwed up, so it's all my fault.
That's right.
Really what she was going to say.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm just upset with both of you equally.
Oh, jeez, David.
So, sorry about it.
So up next, we've got Peter Pan.
Peter, where do you live? It's a secret place. Please tell me. Would you believe me if I told you? Why, promise.
For sure.
For sure.
I have a place where dreams are born and time is never planned.
It's not on any chart. You must find it with your heart. Never, never land. It might be miles beyond the moon, or right there where you stand. Just keep an open mind, and then suddenly you'll find never, never land. You'll have a treasure if you stay there, more precious far than gold. For once you have found your way there, you can never, never grow old. And that's my home where dreams are born and time is never planned. Just think of lovely things and your heart will fly on wings forever in never, never land. Think of lovely things and your heart will fly on wings forever.
Never Never Land by Mary Martin and Kathy Nolan from the 1954 Broadway show Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we were talking also, they had done, I don't know which tape, TV station did it, but they did...
It was like CBS or something, wasn't it?
Did the live, I don't know, TV special, I guess.
A live musical of Peter Pan.
Like they've done Hairspray and they've done Sound of Music.
And then they did A Christmas Story. That was weird.
I missed that one.
A musical of The Christmas Story?
Mm-hmm.
Like They'll Shoot Your Eye Out Kid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a musical out there, but then they did a live version of it on TV.
Hmm.
Yeah, so we were talking
on NBC. NBC, that's the station NBC, that does it. Yeah. Oh, they did Grease too, didn't
Grease,
they?
Yeah.
Or Grease as well.
Yeah.
Then they did Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, that, they ruined it.
Yeah.
I only saw like the first 5 minutes and I lied. I think I was out doing something and I come back home, my parents were watching it and I caught like the last 5 minutes. I said, well, now I don't need to watch the film because that was horrible.
Who's the girl that did the...
I don't even remember.
Who played Jennifer Grey's part?
She was bad.
It's the little girl from Signs.
I mean, those poor critics, man, they ate it up, man. They just...
Oh, they annihilated it. Yeah.
That poor girl.
Annihilated. Sorry.
Annihilated.
I was... Okay. In middle school, I was on a...
Golly.
In middle school, we put on a fundraiser, okay? We put on a quote-unquote USO show, mm-hmm. and we sold war bonds as our tickets, as your Very tickets cool. into the USO show, so that we could do a fundraiser to go to Washington, D.C., and we actually got to march American flags down the main aisle at the World War II Memorial groundbreaking.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, the president was there. Tom Hanks was there.
What?
It was pretty neat. I don't remember a whole lot of it. I mean, it was in middle school, and unfortunately, it's... Yeah. But it was still... It's really, really cool. And I actually got to... I found a recording of it online somewhere. But anyways, we put on this USO show, and I played... the wife, and it, we did this whole radio program show, basically. And
boy, it full was, circle.
Yeah, exactly. We did a yeah. And it, I can't remember what the show is called. I'd have to ask Old Lovable Jack. He'd know. Because he does, you know, When Music Was Music on Friday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. And he knows the big band stuff.
Yes.
So he knows. He'd probably know what I was talking about. Anyways, so the husband's reading the paper or whatever. And then I say, I was like, well, what's that say right there? Annihilated? Annihilated? What? And he's like, and then he says, it's annihilated, honey.
Annihilated.
So, yeah.
That's good.
So it's total side note, sorry. As we were talking about Peter Pan.
You're so going to teach your kid that, and she's going to go to school. Annihilated?
Annihilated. Yep. So totally I can never hear annihilated without saying annihilated. So.
Sounds like you inhaled something and then coughed it back up.
I inhaled it and hated
thus,
it.
Thus yep. ruined it somehow.
Yep.
Inhaliated.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, so that was the Broadway version of Peter Pan.
Yeah, which like I said, we were talking about the TV version of it. We weren't so happy with.
Yeah.
That it wasn't as good.
Well, Allison Williams, she played Peter Pan.
Yep.
Because they wanted to put it back into Broadway where mm-hmm. Mary Martin had played the original.
Bring it back to the original, yeah.
Yep, who had played Peter Pan. So, and then we were talking about how Christopher Walken played Captain Hook.
We got a whole sidetrack from there. Boy, it's amazing what you can get done and talk about in 3 minutes and 24 seconds.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. We're, you know, Christopher Walken talking about, you know, he needs more cowbell. And
then we got on
talking about Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it was just a whole big tangent is what we went on. Yeah. Which, David,
yeah.
That's your show that you're on.
Indeed.
That you don't produce.
I
just talk on.
You talk on yep. it, mm-hmm. yep. And play with dinosaurs, apparently. I came into the studio tonight, mm-hmm. and there's dinosaurs on the table. So he's playing with the dinosaurs.
It's not dinosaurs specific. It's just whatever is present to fidget with.
Okay, so a Stegosaurus, a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and a palm tree.
And a palm tree. The palm tree got fidgeted with the most heavily.
Oh, okay.
It has two parts, so that's why.
So even more enticing.
Indeed.
Yeah. Oh, I hear ya.
But no, off on a tangent.
Off on a tangent.
Listen, every Saturday evening from 7 to 9, it's a good time.
Yep, you guys literally do... You go off on tangents.
We go...
Yeah.
And you talk about anything and everything. Mm-hmm. You just never know.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
We play some music. Adam brings the best in Brit rock. We play that stuff.
Yeah. It's not stuff that you normally would hear of, and I like the music. It's fun.
Yeah, I've yet to actually know any of the songs he's ever played.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never. I think I've heard. I've known like one song by the White Stripes that he played.
Oh.
And that was it. Mm-hmm. One song.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
So every Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., you guys should check it out. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. Ashley and I have gotten to go on the show a couple times as guests, and.
Yeah, you guys
it's
should
a hilarious
come back.
Time.
Should come back sometime soon.
We would love to come back.
Yeah.
Anytime. Mm-hmm. When I have a Saturday night without a kiddo.
So not.
Which can be any Saturday.
Not
no.
Anytime.
I was gonna say you have many parents and cousins and aunts who would love to watch Penny.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Please.
I know.
Yeah, she literally. We had to create a calendar.
A
so people could
calendar
sign
her,
up to watch
internet,
her kid.
Yeah.
Because exactly. There's so many. She's like, I need somebody to watch it. And we like just hands start going up. I'll do it.
Yep. So
well,
everybody's got to know where she's going.
That's handy for you.
I know, right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to play some more music for you guys. So here you go.
You're walking in the shadows, and then it's time that you get wise. Just forget about your troubles and open up your eyes. When you wear a smile, the world will shout, hooray! You gotta turn on the sunshine, you're gonna push the blues away. Just a little bit of sunshine makes it all a better place. You can chase away your troubles when you got a happy face. When you wear a smile, the world will shout. Hooray! You gotta turn on the sunshine, you're gonna push the blues away.
don't have to be a politician. You can change it all with a sunny disposition. So be happy and spread it all around. If you find yourself a frowning, just turn it upside down. When you wear a smile, the world will shout. This dialectic's too much.
The wonderfully talented Connie Francis.
Yes. Turn on the sunshine from Where the Boys Are.
That was really fun.
Connie Francis, her songs are... pretty much every song that she ever sang was a lot like that.
Yeah, they're all interchangeable, I think. I haven't really heard one that was, like, real different. But, yeah.
No, I'd agree.
Where the Boys Are song itself from the movie, I've heard an other with other words, but pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Over and over again. But it was still good. I know that's one of my mom's favorite movies is Where the Boys Are.
Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm. Where the Boys Are. Yeah. We've already played it once, I know, but doesn't mean it won't come back around again.
I don't think we ever played Where the
Boys
Are.
Yes, we did.
Are you sure about that? When did we play that?
Well, I can go back and look. And
well, you better. Because I'd like to play. I almost played that one instead.
Yeah, we did. Because I had to go buy it on iTunes for us because I didn't own any of the CDs. So I went and bought the song.
Okay. Well, cool. Oh, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. Anyways. Sorry. Just sitting here like, wait, what?
Yeah. I just remember I had to go buy it.
I think you're wrong.
Hey, no, I'm not wrong.
Hey, so, I just wanted to say... public service announcement really quick that we are back on FM radio.
Yay, we were down, but now we're back.
Whoop whoop.
Yay for
whoop,
whoop. What was it that was down?
The transmitter.
Indeed. Yeah,
that transmits.
Yeah, I got that part. I was a little slow on the uptick, FM radio. But okay. I got it. No, I'm still in vacation mode, so you know.
Oh, it's okay.
Technically, I'm still off today and tomorrow.
Yeah, so Jim, you're still on vacay.
Jim was saying not to say anything about it being down.
Too late.
Because then.
Oh.
I mean, I think we're good. He's saying, while it was down, don't say anything about it being down. That way, when shows replay, they'll be okay once we're back up.
Oh, okay.
But since we're back up, I think it's okay to talk about it.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I guess so. I mean, we didn't say we're down, so.
It happened, so.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Because I just did right there.
It's called life. Things happen.
Indeed.
Well, you got to tell me these things before we go on it.
Jeez,
you know.
David. It's all David's fault.
Okay.
Producer.
Okay.
We're
fine.
Just failing.
We just keep passing the
giant F for tonight.
You know what? You guys can push your own buttons.
Maybe we'll give it a D.
No, David. It's so much better when you're here. Oh. Don't do that. No.
No, that's fine.
We'll bring you jalapeno popper things next time.
Okay. We'll make it better.
Okay.
And some cheese curd bites.
It's all better. That fixed it.
Cheese curds.
Okay. That fixed it.
Maybe I should get him some root beer, too. Yeah, because we're going to get some... we'll have
to
bring
him some root beer?
No.
Root beer?
That's what I say that I want from Wisconsin.
Root beer's good stuff. What?
Root beer? Blah.
Why?
No me gusta that. No, no, no.
Oh,
no, no, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
The only pop worth drinking.
What, root beer?
Root beer.
No.
Yeah.
Ashley hates it with a passion.
I do. I hate the smell of
which
it.
Is
and then people
be...
who drink it and then they burp and they try to like hide it. Doesn't matter. I can still smell it from like a mile away. Gross.
Well, I'm really
sorry.
Because you're going to be smelling it a lot when we go to Wisconsin.
Fantastic.
So much A&W root beer. I'm so excited. So on that note, let's play another song. Okay, David, here you go.
Okay.
Before the parade passes by. Before it all moves on, and only I'm left. Before the parade passes by, I've got to get in step while there's still time left. I'm ready to move. Life without life has no reason or rhyme left. With the rest of them,
for the best of them. I wanna hold my head up high. I need a goal again. I need a drive again. I wanna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade. Before the parade passes by, I've gotta go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I've gotta get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my.
Was Before the Parade Passes By by Barbara Streisand. Right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Because we were just talking about how we usually say it, and it's wrong.
Quick public service announcement. Take two. ladies and gentlemen, this evening on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska, we will be testing a new transmitter tonight.
We so got a new one.
Woo-hoo. Whoop, whoop. Yeah. So we may be off air for a bit, so please be patient with us.
Yes. We'll be back up as soon as possible.
Whoop, whoop. Okay. So, Ashley and I are going to end our show tonight on a lovely song called Lava.
It's a Disney short.
It's a Disney short, yes. And I cannot remember.
From Moana. I think it came out during Moana, didn't it?
No, because I didn't see Moana in theater. So, I'm not sure. I think it was Nemo. It was either Finding Nemo or Finding Dory. It might have been Dory.
Finding Dory.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It would have been Dory. Nemo was too old. So, yeah. But yeah, it would have been Finding Dory. So tonight, instead of ending on So Long Farewell, we will end on this. So good night, everybody.
Good night. We'll see you guys next week.
And don't forget, we're here every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM. All right. Good night, guys.
Good night.
A long, long time ago, there was a volcano living all alone in the middle of the sea. He sat high above his bed, watching all the couples play and wishing that he had someone too. And from his lover came this song of hope that he sang out loud every day for years and years. I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth see the sky. Father will send me someone to love her. Years of singing all alone turned his lover into stone until he was on the brink of extinction. But little did he know that living in the sea below, another volcano was listening to his song. Every day she heard his tune, her lover grew and grew because she believed his song was meant for her. Now she was so ready to meet him above the sea as he sang his song of hope for the last time. I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth, sea, and the sky up above will send me someone to love. Rising from the sea below stood a lovely volcano, looking all around, but she could not see him. He tried to sing to let her know that she was not there alone, but with no lava, his song was all gone. Filled the sea with his tears and watched his dreams disappear as she remembered what his song meant to her.
I have a dream I hope will come true, that you're here with me and I'm here with you. I wish that the earth, sea, and the sky up above will send me someone to love.
Oh, they were so happy to finally meet above the sea. All together now, their lava grew and grew. No longer are they all alone with aloha as their
new home, and when we visit them, this is what they sing. I have a dream I hope will come true,
that you'll grow old with me,
and I'll grow old with you.
We thank the earth, steel, the sky, we thank too.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
You're listening to KNNA LP FM 95.7 in Lincoln, Nebraska.